Nimbalo scarce had time to do a half turn before Ifrit's spear butt crashed down upon his skull. Slinging the little fellow over his shoulders, Ifrit made his way back to the others. He dumped the unconscious harvest mouse on the ground in front of them.
See what I found, mates? Look at what's in the mouse's belt, Valog. Now tell me the Taggarong ain't inside Redwall Abbey.
Valog took the knife almost reverently from Nimbalo's belt.
Sawney Wrath's blade. Well, slip me gizzard and stew me tripes. You're right, this is where Taggarong's got to be.
None of them had ever seen Nimbalo before, so they took him to be a Redwaller. Valog prodded the field mouse's limp form with his bow.
Makes you wonder what this one's doing toting the knife around, don't it? I hope you ain't killed him.
Ifrit took a prod at Nimbalo with his spear haft.
Looks dead. Now wait, I think I've seen his nose twitch. Dagrab, you and Groovin can carry him. If in the mouse he comes round, he'll be valuable to us. Must be some beast special if in that otter gave him the blade. Come on, we ain't got all day.
They trekked off north to where they could cross the path and gain the safety of the ditch without being seen from the abbey. Between them, Drog Sellahog and Broggle helped Old Hog up the east wall steps. Though there was no real need to, the ancient dormouse was fully recovered and felt very spry after his welcome discharge from Sister Alconet's sickbay.
By hokey, there must have been something in that physic. I feel like a dibbon this morning.
Drog allowed Hog to scamper away up the steps. He shook his spiky head admiringly and clapped Broggle's back.
Wish I felt like that. Miss Fwirl will soon be up and about, I hear. How did she look when you visited her?
The assistant cook smiled thankfully at Drog.
She's fine, thank you, and 10 times better since I gave her the flowers and your wonderful flask of cordial. Sister Alconet chewed me out after a while because Gregor and Mira had come to visit. You know the sister said she didn't want a crowd round Fwirl's bed. I'll go up and see her again later.
He turned and looked up to the ramparts.
I don't think Hog likes it up there. He's coming back down.
Waving his paws and making exaggerated shushing noises, Hog descended the steps nimbly.
Keep your voices down. I just saw a vermin roaming about in the woodlands. Come and take a peep. He might still be there.
3 heads popped over the battlements, watching Tag moving toward the southeast wall corner. The otter looked back over his shoulder, causing the spies to crouch down swiftly upon the parapets. Hog shuddered.
Real vermin, that un. Did you see his face covered in tattoos? He looks as nasty savage a piece of work as ever I set eyes on. Bet he's killed more than a few poor innocent creatures.
Drog interrupted the old gatekeeper's tirade.
What was the vermin up to when you first saw him, Hog?
Couldn't see clear, but it looked to me like he was trying the east wicker gate below us. Good job 'tis well locked.
Broggle was shaking.